This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's prime minister said Sunday a potential ceasefire in its war against U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants would only delay a ground invasion of Gaza's southern city, Rafah, that has sheltered more than half of the conflict-battered territory's population. Israel's ally, the United States, said ongoing mediation efforts produced an understanding towards a ceasefire and hostage release, while dire food shortages in northern Gaza have sent Palestinians fleeing. Israeli media reported on Sunday mediators are making progress toward an agreement for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel's war cabinet met to discuss the proposal late Saturday, but there's no official word on what they decided. Several Israeli media outlets citing unnamed officials say it tactically approved the deal and that Israel would send a delegation to Qatar. Hamas says it has not yet been involved in the latest proposal developed by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, but the reported outline largely matches its earlier demands for the first phase of a truce. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, giving the first official figure for more than a year. Zelensky told a news conference in Kyiv that he could not disclose the number of wounded because it would help Russian military planning. 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed in this war, Zelensky said, speaking at a press conference in Kyiv. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday hosts European leaders for a conference aimed at strengthening Western support for Ukraine. Amid growing concern, backing for Kyiv is waning 2 years into its fight against Russia. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Polish President Andrzej Duda will be among some 20 European heads of state and government present at the conference, which will be opened by a video address from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Another win on Saturday for former U.S. President Donald Trump as he aims for a return to the White House. His remaining competitor for the Republican presidential nomination, Nikki Haley, failed to win her home state where she had served as governor, but she told supporters her campaign would continue. VOA's congressional correspondent, Catherine Gibson, has more.
Some South Carolina voters say that even if Trump is the frontrunner, the four criminal court cases pending against him could change the dynamic of the race. Mike Kelsch is a South Carolina voter.
What if they put him in jail before the election? I don't know. Then what happens? So I guess Nikki Haley could be the next Republican nominee, but I'm not sure.
Kelsch and his wife criticized those court cases for targeting Trump, but declined to say whom they were voting for. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Donald Trump's recent comments asserting that black voters were more drawn to him after his multiple indictments on criminal charges drew sharp rebukes over the weekend from his Republican challenger for the presidential nomination, civil rights activists, and others. Trump on Friday likened his 91 criminal charges and 4 separate criminal cases to discrimination faced by black Americans and said that they had come to embrace his mugshots. The movie Oppenheimer continued its domination of the Hollywood award season with big wins at the Screen Actors Guild Awards in Los Angeles on Saturday. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Oppenheimer won the top prize for outstanding cast with acting wins for Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. Divine Joy Randolph won supporting actress for The Holdovers. Lily Gladstone, who won best actress, says she could not have done it without a great cast in Killers of the Flower Moon.
You know, this is heavy. It's all literally and figuratively quite a heavy thing to carry, but it's absolutely shared.
Elizabeth Debicki accepted an award without shoes for her role in The Crown because she didn't think she'd win. Pedro Pascal, who won for The Last of Us, said he thought he could get drunk because he did not think he'd win.
AP correspondent Margie Zarletta. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.